Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
Lunchtime hour on 97 through the Fan.
Got to get something like warm today. Today's a good day for like chili, Frank.
I'm waiting for the tacos. Where are the damn tacos at?
It's a good point. It's still raining outside?
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? Poor Scravy, we found it. Did you add that to our drops?
No, but I know
that needs to be added to our drops. Add it to the drops.
I know exactly where it is.
Add it to the drops. Find the cart number, add it to the drops. Every time it rains, I want to hear that. I want to hear that.
I think we should get the permission from the guy who spouted it first.
You know what? It's in the system.
It is in the system.
And our boss, Adam, said that he actually told us where it was. One of the times. He said, it's in there. It's definitely in there. Gave us the motivation to find it. Oh, I like that. Bidir weather from Rod. Money. Later on this afternoon, I'm going to go coach football in the rain, and then I'm going to go watch West Kentucky play FIU at Pitchers today.
Good luck with the nightmares.
Zombieland. Adam Klug said, if it's in the system, it's fair game to use.
There you go.
I agree. If it's in the system, it's 100% fair game to use.
Did anyone else
What's the weather report, Frank?
It's raining sideways.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? Tony's reaction. What?
What are the words you're using?
Bedia. It's a Bedia day. Love it. All right, let's talk about some things. Let's go back and play some stuff from the press conference from earlier today. All right. Agent, here's a couple of things. So with the timeline for me for hiring a manager, and we've discussed this a little bit more off air, and I'm starting to go with I got a favorite of who I want to be the manager now. And I've seen the list. I've seen a lot of the lists. But the timeline to me is you have to extend A.J. Preller, in my opinion, especially if you want to bring in somebody from outside. You have to extend A.J. Preller. That is number one. After that, then you can bring in your manager. And you got to make sure your coaching staff is set. And then you can focus on off-season moves. That's kind of the plan. So, Dennis Lynn asked at the press conference today, if he has had A.J. Preller, if A.J. Preller has had conversations with Padres ownership about a contract extension, and if he expects to be here beyond 2026, here's what A.J. Preller had to say.
You spoke about this generally a little bit earlier, but have you had conversations with ownership about a potential extension for yourself, and do you expect to be here past 2026?
I mean, to me, like, again, I think, like, in terms of, my situation and the contract, obviously that'll be between me and ownership and, what that process looks like. We'll have those conversations here going forward. But, I think from, myself and the rest of the baseball ops group, a lot of confidence and faith in, like, our roster, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to build. And that's going to be a big emphasis and focus here over the course of the next few months from our end, is putting a championship team on the field for next year and the future.
Do you view that, though, as maybe a concern for potential your next manager, who might not know, exactly what the future or the organization future of baseball ops is?
I mean, I think it's a really attractive job. I think it's obviously we, play in a beautiful ballpark. Everybody talks about the atmosphere has been created by the fans of San Diego. You get 3.5 million fans coming to the ballpark, year in, year out. It's as good an atmosphere as there is in the game. I think it's like I mentioned, it's a great organization. We produce players, we put talented rosters on the field. We go to the playoffs. I think it's the challenge of winning a World Series in a city that hasn't done it before. And we have some phenomenal players and staff. So I can only tell you, like, just in the last few hours, you get a lot of people reaching out. I think from my eyes, it's an attractive position and job. And I can tell from the interest that's been coming in and some of the conversations that have happened here in the last few hours, like, it's viewed that way in the baseball community.
That's A.J. Preller talking a little bit about his status with the team, as well as, is that a deterrent if he doesn't have a contract extension for a potential candidate to come in and be the manager of the San Diego Padres? He goes on to say, we'll see how fast Frank is on Twitter here. A.J. Preller was asked about some of the internal managerial candidates and how valuable their existing knowledge of the organization is for them as candidates. Before we talk about outside candidates, let's talk about inside candidates.
We have some strong internal candidates, and I think that'll be one thing that they bring to the table, is the knowledge of, the organization, but it's definitely our roster, our players, our people. So I think there's a lot of positives to that. But I'm also anxious to get a sense from some people from outside the organization to get a feel, like, with a fresh perspective and what that looks like and, their take from outside. So again, I don't think it has to be this way. This is going to be a must, for us as we go down this, as we start the process, at least maybe as we get into it, something that really starts to pull on us that this is super important. But we're going to talk to, again, like I mentioned, we have others that are being asked about in other spots in the league, that are internal candidates right now. So we have a strong group that we're going to talk to that have had those experiences, and then we'll also do our best to talk to, people that are outside the organization and get maybe a different perspective there.
A.J. Preller during his press conference earlier today, full thing is on YouTube on our channel at B_SURP on YouTube or at 97 to the Fan SD on YouTube as well. So that's the internal candidates. In terms of what traits A.J. Preller is looking for in a manager, here's what A.J. had to say.
Yeah, I think starting with, just baseball knowledge and content. I mean, I think, like, you know, somebody that obviously, like, knows the game very, very well is always part of it. I think somebody that can, you know, relate to people and players and, you know, has the ability to be honest with players, you know, but, you know, understands that, you know, the way to deliver messages may be different for different guys. You know, I think somebody that really, you know, at the end of the day, like, is valuing the organization. You know, it's all about the organization and trying to win championships and embraces that. I think somebody that embraces expectations. You know, I think that's a real thing in this market right now. It's like, it's a cool thing to be a part of is looking up and, like, a really good fan base that now, like, yeah, like, the expectation is go win a World Series, and somebody that embraces wanting to do that for the first time in this situation. So, I think somebody that enjoys being part of a good baseball group that loves to talk the game. And ultimately, I think that person's going to have a lot of say. I think we try to do that as a baseball team, to give the manager a lot of say and, hey, remember to use your feel and you're here for a reason, et cetera. But somebody that's looking to gather a lot of information, take in different inputs, and then make some big decisions and important decisions for our group. Those are some things, I think, off the top that we're going to be looking for.
AJ Preller's obviously put a list together at this point. He mentioned in the press conference that the first that he had conversations of Mike Schilt potentially retiring was in the wild card series against the Cubs. As soon as that moment happens, you're putting a list together as a general manager. I mean, you're just at, you got to be two steps ahead. And AJ Preller has been two steps ahead a lot. And again, as mentioned before, the Padres, I think, in my opinion, Padres need to extend AJ Preller before hiring a new manager. That's the deal. Here's the other part of this that we didn't even discuss yet. Okay, because some people are like, AJ Preller needs to go at the end of the next year. Here's the conversation that needs to happen. Before you hire a new manager, or before you let this guy hire a new manager, the question is AJ meant to be the general manager of the San Diego Padres, yes or no? If the answer is no, then why keep him another year? Just start from the beginning right now. That's the conversation. I don't know why, as an organization, if you didn't believe in this guy and didn't think he was going to be the general manager for the next couple of years, why you would then allow him to hire another manager coming up next if he's only going to be here for 1 year. I don't know why you would do that. And if you're going to, let's just say, and he talked about, you know, everybody's going to be part of this conversation of hiring a manager. If you're not going to allow him to hire a manager, then why are you even keeping this guy? I mean, those are the questions that need to be asked before you start making some major decisions. I think those are fair questions. He's either the guy that you think is good enough for the job, and since knowing that information, you give him a contract extension, or you don't want him to be in charge of the team for more than just 1 year, and at that point, why even keep him employed? Just cut bait, hire a GM, have him hire a new manager, and let's just roll with this thing. Those are the questions that need to be answered before you start hiring a new manager. Frank, I think that's a fair question to ask.
100%. Absolutely.
This is the timeline, to me. Organizationally, the Padres need to figure out whether or not they believe in AJ Preller or not. That is conversation number one without AJ Preller. If the answer is we believe in AJ Preller, then the next move is we got to get this guy a contract extension and we got to get it done now. And however, how many years you want to give him, that's the amount of years that you're going to give your brand new manager. That's what you're going to do with that. Give him a 2-year deal, give the manager a 3-year deal. Simple. Then you can redo everything at the end of that. But if you don't believe that AJ Preller is going to be the general manager long term, or you have doubts, why even keep him right now? Just cut him loose, cut bait, and let's move on.
And what should be really concerning, the longer and longer you go without a contract extension means the longer, should mean the longer you go without finding a manager, which means the worse your manager is going to be.
Correct. As much as there's no timeline for this, there's kind of a timeline.
There is a timeline for this.
I think there's a simpler approach. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show. He's Frank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Marchese, I'm Braden Soprano. This is the Braden Soprano Show. We are live, we are local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. We're going to talk a lot of football this week, but a lot of news of the Padres. Can't stop talking about.
Had a couple of small, tiny things happen.
The gift that keeps on giving. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, if you want to join the show. We're going to get to one of your phone calls, and then we're going to get to what I think the Padres should do at this point. So get out to Steve in Poway. Steve, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Afternoon now.
Just listening to what everybody has to say about Schilt's leaving, and I have a complete different perspective of it, which I truly believe in. He's never going to say this. I think he's been with the organization for 4 years. He's seen these same players for 4 years. We're tied down to most of them. I really believe that he's at a point. He got to a point after this year, and so I can't win a world championship with these guys. We're stuck with the guys. Manny Machado is proven that he chokes under pressure. Fernando Tatis has had nothing but problems with getting, you know, clavicle problems, drug problems, lawsuit problems. Seems like he's lost kind of his focus. Cronenworth, 0 for the series. Bogart barely, you know, gets the job done. And you're stuck with these guys. And I think he looks at this and goes, yeah, I got him this far, but you know what? I can't get him any farther with what we got. The guys that came into the trade deadline did their job. The guys that they're paying all the money to didn't do their job. I've watched them not do their job now for 4 years, and I got to move on. I don't think I can get him to a World Series win, only maybe to the playoffs.
I mean, that's one perspective, Steve. The more I hear Mike Schilt talk, the more I hear from people that talk to Mike Schilt, the more I believe he's just tired of being a manager. You know, at the beginning, I didn't think so. When I found out the news on Monday, I'm like, what? There's no way he just like decided to just stop managing. And then the more he spoke about it, and the more he talked to people that I know, and the more that he has spoke, I'm like, yeah, he just doesn't want to do it anymore. I think a lot of people just don't want to believe reality sometimes because they have set narratives about certain things. I mean, obviously, the players that Steve mentioned didn't get the job done. Some of that stuff is true. I mean, not all of it's true, but some of it is. But there's no, just because the answer is not what you want it to be doesn't mean it's not the correct answer. Sometimes there's not more to decision. Sometimes there's not more to a lot of things. Sometimes there's not reading of the tea leaves of certain situations. He said he was tired of doing this job. I believe it. I believe it. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Lou in Leucadia, you're on the Brayton Soprenet Show. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, guys. That's good therapy listening to you about all this after getting shocked. You know, I got a lot of sympathy for Mike. You know, I was a Radio Shack manager for 17 years back in the day, and it was a 6-day-a-week, 10-hour-a-day job. You kissed your family goodbye in October and reacquainted yourself in January after Christmas was over. And, you know, and there was a lot of parallels to baseball in the fact that it was an organization that didn't care what your color of your skin was, your education level, any of your personal habits. But if you got thrown out in that field and performed, you got promoted, you got the raise, when people who seem more qualified than you didn't. So, you know, I didn't want to be a manager anymore after 17 years. So I just said later, and I left it. It was good money and great to run your own business without having a dollar of your own money in there. And you were remunerated very, very well. So God bless Mike Schilt, and thanks for going through all these options so I don't have to. Thanks a lot, guys.
I appreciate it, Lou. Yeah, sometimes you're done, man. So burnout is real. Even if it's like the coolest job ever. Even if you're making good money, sometimes you're just like, I'm done. I just don't want to do this anymore. It happens. Especially if you have to do things at a high level. I mean, sometimes the grind isn't fun anymore, you know? So, like, it's not, I don't blame Mike Schilt. I mean, I totally believe everything that he has said. And I wouldn't be surprised if he takes 2 years off or a year off and then wants to get back at it. I see that all the time. There's nothing, like, hidden beneath the scenes. Frank, I feel like a lot of people want to have their narratives proven, so they're trying to, you know, make the reality into something that's not to try to prove, like, hey, see, look, I'm right about this. And that's what a conspiracy theory is.
Exactly. 100%. It's sometimes the simplest answer is going to be the answer. And sometimes the answer that is being put out there is it's just the answer. No matter how badly you want or you're trying to connect dots to make it seem like it's something else, sometimes it's just the answer. People can tell the truth. It is possible. It has happened before. It is okay for that to just be the reason. Just because it's not exciting, just because it doesn't make a talking point work, doesn't mean that it's not right. Doesn't mean that it's not the answer. Doesn't mean that that's not his reasoning behind doing it.
Yeah, maybe he wants to spend time with his family. I mean, he probably didn't see his family at all during the regular season.
What kind of loser would want to do that?
I know. I mean, but seriously, like, it's not always a puzzle. It's not always a puzzle. There's not always, like, more meaning. I feel like it's everybody's trying to break down their, like, it's English class in high school. It's like, well, what did this actually mean in Catcher of the Rye? I don't know. What did this actually mean in this, in the Streetcar Named Desire?
Critical thinking is good.
It is good, but sometimes
it's not necessary sometimes. Right. Sometimes.
He got to a point where it wasn't worth it anymore. And he turned down. And here's the other thing, too. Like, to anybody that they said, anybody that said he was, like, forced out, why would he, like, do something for the Padres organization and leaving $2 million on the table? Why would you do that? Why would you, like, give in to somebody trying to force you out that's going to cost you $2 million. It's just, not everything is a conspiracy. He doesn't want to do it anymore. That's okay with me. And now it opens up an opportunity for somebody else. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Martin and Santee, you're on the Brayton Soprenet Show. What's going on, Martin?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. And Frank, you just hit it right on the head there. Mike Schilt, I don't know anybody that's ever called him a liar. and, you know, evasive in his press conferences and not always giving all the answers. Sure, that's okay. It's manager speak. You know, you guys dig through it. You clarify it for us. You get us there. But I don't see him as a liar. I totally believe and back you up, Braden and Frank, completely with this. But my thought today, and I haven't heard it yet, and if I missed it, I missed it. But ownership needs to step up. Ownership needs to come out and say something about this. AJ Preller, GM, last year of the contract, all good. Got a lot of information, but ownership needs to step up. I know it's still in transition turmoil, but it's their time, and they need to step up and tell San Diego what it is they're going to do for this fan base going forward to get us to Peter Seidler's goal. So anyway, great stuff, great takes on the interview. Always appreciate what each of you bring. And Frank, you got this one today. So take care, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate the phone call. I like Max Wells said, retiring to a beach house in North Carolina sounds pretty nice. If you had enough money right now working the job, even if it was a job you love, that you could just retire at a beach house that you own and not have to work again, wouldn't you do that?
Maybe it's a conspiracy theory because you're jealous you can't do it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
Maybe that's a thing.
Maybe you really want to do that job, but I mean, Mike Schilt doesn't have to work anymore. He can literally just be a dad or a family man or whatever. He could do whatever he wants. He could go play golf every single day in North Carolina and live at the beach. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yep.
If I got paid enough money where I could live in Del Mar and just watch football all day and then like coach high school football on the side, I'd probably say yes to that. And I love this job. And I love everything I do. I love my four jobs that I have here in San Diego. I love them all. But like, when you have the ability to not have to go through the grind of the stress, unless you like it, to do something that you love doing, it doesn't make it makes a lot of sense to me. All right. Based on, and I've given this a lot of thought now. Based on what has happened the last time the Padres hired a manager, which was Mike Schilt, and based on where this organization is at, and based on how everything is playing out in terms of what is expected of this organization, I think there's only one name for the job. I'd hire this man tomorrow. And we'll tell you about it when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The fan. Kind of an interesting week this week, kind of last week, so with not being able to participate in the Midday Sports Standoff. If you do, maybe tomorrow, Frank. Unless they decide to have some other breaking news tomorrow. If You could take me down at sports trivia. You could be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to see for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
Whatever,
and details.
Whatever leads me to do less prep work for the show, I am okay with.
There's a lot of stuff we haven't even gotten to yet.
We have had
football has been great, and we haven't even been able to talk about Aztec football. Where's Sean Lewis? Sean, how's Aztec football doing?
How about them Aztecs?
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. How about them Aztecs, huh?
I've had Monday's show written for 3 days now, and we still have not gotten to any of it.
We got Sean Lewis sound, right, from his press conference?
We do.
That's okay. We can air that again tomorrow because they're off this week.
They are.
Aztecs going to beat the bye week. And then we could say again next week, Sean, how about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs?
That's right, Sean. Aztecs are 5-1. It's not crazy to say that they could potentially be in the playoff, by the way.
No, it's not. And we'll get into more of that tomorrow.
It was crazy after the Washington State game. It's not as crazy anymore. Okay. Here's what I would do if I was the San Diego Padres.
You're right. Go Aztecs. They cannot lose this week.
Can't win either, though. You know what? They can win. They could have a great practice on Tuesday. Just ask Sonny Dykes and the Frogs, who have great Tuesday practices every time they lose. That might be a personal gripe of mine.
That's a Rich Kotite moment.
I thought we really had a great practice. I'm sure you did, Sonny. I'm sure you did have a really good practice today.
Maybe he's talking about, I believe it's this weekend. Isn't the
rivalry is this weekend?
No. The scrimmage against UCLA. The basketball
Aztec
game.
Basketball.
I believe
that is Friday.
Yeah.
You could actually attend that game now.
We can, yes.
You can. I cannot.
Well, no, I mean, like we,
yes,
the general public,
we
can, yes.
You can watch the Aztecs take on unranked San Diego State, take on ranked UCLA in an exhibition. I said it like that on purpose because it's a disgrace that San Diego State is not ranked in the top 25.
Sounds like more things we have to get into tomorrow.
It is AP poll malpractice that Aztec basketball is not ranked in the top 25.
Save it for tomorrow, big dog.
What did Mid-Major Madness tweet about that before I dive into what my plan would be for as the Padres?
Hold on, I got it.
Mid-Major Madness, by the way, great account to follow if you watch mid-major basketball, which apparently is still technically San Diego State. They tweeted out.
I sent it to you.
I know you did. Where is it?
There it is. There's the page.
Aha! Here it is. No San Diego State in the preseason AP poll is criminal. Yeah, it is. It's criminal.
And the day before that, they had mentioned something. They had mentioned something else about San Diego State as well.
They said, San Diego State better be ranked tomorrow.
There it is.
And then the next day said, San Diego State not being ranked in the top 25 is criminal. It is criminal. AP poll voters, what are we doing? San Diego State did receive votes, though. Great. But what are we doing? Mid-majors in the AP preseason top 25 polls. None of them ranked. It was all power teams ranked in the top 25. Men received votes. Aztecs, Boise State, VCU, St. Mary's. Women got a ranking. Richmond got ranked in the women's basketball top 25. Princeton, South Dakota State, and Columbia in women's basketball received votes. All right. That's our gripe with the BS that is mid-major teams not getting ranked in the top 25. All right,
we'll
let's talk about
tomorrow.
Okay. Let's talk about what I would do. If I was running the Padres, here's what I would do. Okay. Let me ask the question first. And I think some people might understand what I'm saying here in a second. What did the Padres do when Bob Melvin decided to leave to take the Giants job? Did the Padres decide to do?
Hire within.
They hired within. What did they keep? If I had to look up, I could probably look it up on Baseball Reference. But the Padres coaching staff, managers and coaches, right?
The base coaches went. I think the bench coach went as well, but pretty much everything else stayed the same.
You look at the, oh, they haven't, What, they didn't update this? The coaching staffs. That's so lame. Baseball Reference stopped updating the coaching staffs in 2020.
He draws the foul.
That's a massive foul, dude. Massive foul.
Foul on Baseball Reference.
Foul on Baseball Reference is right. That was going to make it super easy for me, but now it's not. Let's take a look. So, what did they do after the 2023 season? They decided to hire from within and keep it consistent. They didn't change much of the staff. They didn't change much of the coaching staff. The coaching staff, aside from the guys that left with Bob Melvin, Ben Fritz stayed. Victor Rodriguez stayed. Ruben Niebla stayed. Tim Leeper stayed. Those are all coaches that stayed. Who else stayed? Brian Esposito stayed. Those are all. David Macias stayed. Most of the coaching staff stayed. From what the last year was of Bob Melvin. Then, in 2024, they hire from within the organization, and they hire Mike Schilt. And what did they do? They kept a consistent coaching staff. Instead of Brian Esposito being the catching coach, he now became the bench coach. Mike McCoy stayed. Pat O'Sullivan stayed. Victor Rodriguez stayed. Ruben Niebla stayed. Ben Fritz stayed. David Macias, Tim Leeper, Morgan Burkhart all stayed. Almost the entire coaching staff stayed. Except for a couple of people that followed Bob Melvin to the Giants. I think that's very important. And what have the Padres done the last two seasons? What did they do, Frank, in the last two seasons with this coaching staff that stayed, but all they did was change the manager who was part of the organization? What did they do in the last 2 years?
Made the postseason.
They made the postseason. What else did they do?
Won 90-plus games.
Won 90-plus games.
Second most games in franchise history 2 years ago.
And the most wins in 2 years. That's what they did.
J.P. Moore's getting ahead of us.
No, he's not. We're not bringing back Sleepy Bob.
Way to let it run, dude. Come on.
It's time to make Tim Leeper the manager. It's time to... I like somebody who's like, Brayden's about to say Victor Rodriguez, isn't he? No. I think it's time for David Macias, matter of fact. No. It's the consistency. You don't have to change everything again, right? What's everybody talking about when it comes to A.J. Preller? His problem is like, oh, we got to change the coaching staff over again. The coaching staff stayed. I mean, as much as you want to talk about this particular staff, right? They have had two different managers that haven't lasted more than 2 years each. This is mostly the same staff that Bob Melvin had his first year as the manager of the Padres. This has been a very consistent group. This has been the same coaching staff for the last 4 years. Mike Schilt exits. You need a manager. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't Scott Servais, and it ain't A.J. Ellis, and I don't think it's Brian Esposito, even though he was the bench coach last year. I'm telling you, the best move the Padres can make, couple of things. First thing, extend A.J. Preller. Number two, hire Ruben Niebla as quickly as humanly possible. We talk to a lot of Padres players on multiple shows. We talk to position players. We talk to pitchers. And what do they all say about Ruben Niebla, Frank?
They love him. They love him to death.
They love him. We talked with Jason Adam earlier in the season, right? Midway through the season, we went down. We talked with Jason Adam. We had the conversation, right, on our show. He was going to the All-Star game, and we had to ask him about Ruben Niebla because everybody rants and raves about how great of a coach Ruben Niebla is. And Jason Adams said, because I asked him about what's it like. I mean, every time he comes out to the mound, it seems like you guys make the adjustment you need to get out of a bad situation. And when he goes out there, Jason Adams said, like, he brings this calming presence that gets you to lock in to what you need to do. Here's the thing. If you sign Ruben Neighbor to be the manager, it's not going to cost you a lot of money. You can keep most of your organization intact, most of the coaching staff intact. I would imagine most of these guys would like to come back. You can now promote Ben Fritz to be the bull. They've talked about how great the pitching staff has been with Ruben Niebla. They've talked about how great Ben Fritz has been in the bullpen. Here's what you do. Ruben Niebla becomes the manager. Ben Fritz becomes the pitching coach. You got to go find a bullpen coach. I don't know what you're going to do with Yu Darvish. Hey. Guess who wasn't mentioned by AJ Preller today when he talked about the starting rotation? Guess who he didn't say? AJ Preller is very tactical with what he says. He's very cautious about what he says. He picks and chooses his words wisely. He did not mention Yu Darvish as part of the rotation. He talked about Dylan Cease potentially leaving. He talked about Michael King potentially leaving. He talked about Joe Musgrove being a nice little boost back to the rotation. He talked about Nick Pivetta. Didn't talk about Yu Darvish. Didn't talk about him at all. That is who you hire to be the manager. You hire Ruben Niebla. And for everybody that says like he doesn't want to manage a team, that's interesting because I'm telling you right now, he's going to get interviews for a managerial job. And it'll be interesting to see if he decides to take a managerial job somewhere else. That would really prove against the whole conversation of he doesn't want to be a manager. But you have had the same coaching staff for the last 4 years. Those are a lot of the same names. Go back and look at it. Keep that group intact, most of them. Make Ruben Niebla the manager. Promote Ben Fritz to pitching coach. Go find yourself, you know, there's going to be a couple of guys that probably leave that might get a better opportunity somewhere else. Let Ruben Niebla hire his staff. And now you don't change anything when it comes to the culture of the team. In football, a coach is about, he's about scheme and X's and O's. You want a head coach that can scheme well, prepare well, be the motivator that's needed on any NFL Sunday or any college football Saturday. In baseball, it's all about culture. And the thing is you don't want to put this team through another major change of guys trying to figure out like whether or not they fit this culture, if they like this coach, if they can trust this coach, anything like that. Keep it the same. You're not trying to change the culture. I think the culture has been changing in a positive direction the last couple of years. You are now facilitating to the guys that are under contract for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Promote Ruben Niebla to be the manager. You can't afford to bring in an unexperienced coach that doesn't get respected by the Padres. I know Ruben Niebla does not have any managerial experience, but I'll tell you what, the players respect him. When you have players that don't respect the manager, it's not going to work out. And you know what this group is not going to do? This group is not going to respect a brand new manager that isn't at least what, like at least a player that they respected, right? So to me, when I looked at potential candidates for the San Diego Padres, it has to be somebody that the veterans respect. They did not respect Jace Tingler. They liked him as a person. They did not respect him as a manager. The only type of inexperience, like managerial inexperience, You look at some of the players that didn't have managerial experience that took over teams. Mark Kotze, who I think has done a great job in Oklahoma, despite everything that's about the A's. You look at Vogt over there in Cleveland, who's done a great job. Those are players that had good Major League Baseball careers that the players that play for them respect. So guys like Yadier Molina, Albert Pujols, I think those would be like the only players that you could bring in that the organization, and when I mean the organization, I mean the players, would respect that doesn't have any managerial experience. Ruben Niebla does it, but the players respect him. Ruben Niebla is the correct choice for the manager. He is the correct choice to be the manager of the San Diego Padres. I don't honestly don't think there's anybody better. You talk about the inconsistencies of this coaching staff, all these different managers. The coaching staff's been the same for the last four seasons. Just the manager has changed. Keep it the same. The culture is changing from what it was a handful of years ago. It is making adjustments. Most of that's on the playoffs, or on the players. Most of that's on the players. But if you think that bringing in a guy that's just going to yell and MF everybody on this team, you think that's going to work, it ain't going to work. Not with this group. Not with this group. Unfortunately for you, because they're on the team for a long time, and everybody's problem that they have had, at least in the YouTube chat, has been Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., you need to have somebody that they respect. But to me, he's the best option for the job. I mean, Yadier Molina, maybe. I wouldn't mind that, but then you got to bring in a whole new coaching staff. They got to start from square one again with this, with the team that they have. Niebla's a good coach. He's well respected in the organization. He knows what it's like to work with AJ Preller. He knows what he's signing up for. If he wants the managerial job, he should have it. If he doesn't, then fine. If you think it's worth risking him being the pitching coach and having to go somewhere else, fine. That's fine too. But I don't want to hear anything about Bruce Bochy coming in here. I don't want to hear anything about Albert Pujols, right? I mean, has he ever managed before? Who knows? Again, you'd have to buy him out. That'd be expensive. The cheap way and the best way is Ruben Niebla. That, to me, is the best choice to be the manager of the San Diego Padres. I'm telling you, this is not a group of players that has responded well to guys that haven't managed before that they didn't already know. This is not a group of players that, to me, can handle guys really being on their ass. I mean, even with Mike Schilt, even though he got him, I thought Mike Schilt did a good job getting these guys to play hard. But at the same time, he was protecting them a lot in the media. Ruben Niebla is the best choice. If you think you're going to get somebody in here that's just going to start yelling at people and it's going to change anything, I'm sorry. That's just not going to work with this group. It's just not. There are some players that do not respond well to that. And I can think of two that are getting paid a lot of money that are on this team, that are going to be on this team for a long time, that will never respond well to that. I'm just saying how it is. You have to really cater to the two highest paid players on this team. And Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. You need to get those guys right. Because I think the way Jackson Merrill plays at his young age, I don't think it really matters what manager he has. That guy's going to go out and ball. I think Xander Bogaerts is going to go out there and ball. I don't think some of these guys are going to light the fire under them that you think they're going to do. Ruben Niebla, to me, is the best choice. What do you think? 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Braden Soprano Show, final segment. For Gwynn and Chris, San Diego Sermon Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.